Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Zevachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Today's daf is Zevachim daf Mem Ches. Welcome back, everyone. Today the daf focuses on the din of Shechita and Kabbalah B'Tzofein. How do we know the din of Tzofein by Oila and Chatos, Shechita and Kabbalah, and that it's Ma'akev? That's the topic of today's daf. So even though it's mostly drushas, we see that there's a lot of what to learn from today's daf. First, the Gemara says that the Iker Pasuk of the Pasuk of Tzofein was Becker said by Ben Tzoin. The Shachar Reis HaYerachem is Be'ach Tzofein L'Lifnei Hashem, plus that we say every day in davening. That was said by Ben Tzoin. The Gemara wants to know, how do we learn out that also Ben Bakar also needs Shechita Tzofein? The Gemara says, from the Vav Moisav Alinyan Rishoin, V'ilmar Elyon Mitachtoin. True, in the Torah and Parshas Vayikra, it says the din of Oilas Bakar, before it says the din of Oilas Tzoin. But Vav Moisav Alinyan Rishoin, V'ilmar Elyon Mitachtoin. You learn the previous thing from the later thing. So just like Ben Tzoin needs Shechita Tzofein, also Ben Bakar needs Shechita Tzofein. So Tais asks, says the Ramasal Ashkachan, that other times the Gemara does not ask this question. The Gemara earlier in the third parak, it says that Ben Bakar lifnei Hashem in a Shechit lifnei Hashem. That only the Karban needs to be inside the Azara, and the Shechit does not need to be in the Azara. How come there the Gemara did not say that Ashkachan Ben Bakar? Ben Tzoin Minola, how do we apply it also to Ben Tzoin? Here the Gemara by us does make an Asek to learn out one from the other. So Taisa says three answers to this question. Either is that the Gemara there is Semich on the Vav Moisif Alinyan Rishon, just like the Gemara there really is based on our Gemara. Once you see that Vav Moisif Alinyan Rishon to combine the two parashiyos, so then also there, Dinin that were said by Ben Bakar apply to Ben Tzoin. That's answer number one. Answer number two, Taisa says, is that really we should not need a unique pasuk for each one. Anything that was said by Oila applies to all types of Oila. But here, because it says Oisai, Shachat Oisai Yerucham is Be'ach Tzofein, and the Gemara says that Oisai is a mute, or in a base, Don's what's learned out of the mute. Because Oisai is a mute, so therefore I would think that specifically it's coming to exclude that Ben Bakar does not need Shechita Tzofein. And in the end, Taisa points out that it could be that the whole question in our Gemara was to learn Elyon Mitachtoin. To learn Ben Bakar, which was said earlier from a din that was said later by Ben Tzoin. But din that was said by Ben Bakar, we for sure could learn them out to Ben Tzoin with Vav Moisav Alinyan Rishon, because that was simple. That the Torah goes Kaseder, it says a din by Ben Bakar, and then afterwards it goes to Ben Tzoin, so you figure it out that it's a continuation of the Parsha. But to learn the previous thing from the later thing, that was a need in our Gemara, had to learn that out. Kopan, there's definitely a Ari here. That Lamaisa, the Torah says the din of Shechita Tzofein only by Ben Tzoin. It does not say it by Ben Bakar, even though Ben Bakar was written first. Why did the Torah skip over the din of Bakar? It starts off the din of Oila by Bakar. It doesn't say the din of Tzofein. It says other things there that we learn now to Tzoin, like Taisa points out. It says Smicha and Hefshit. That was only said in the first parsha. It wasn't said in the later parsha. Now we understand the Torah goes Kaseder. First it tells you the first type of Oila. Tells you all of the dinim, and then afterwards it doesn't specify all the dinim. You learn them out from the first din. But Tzofein, for some reason, the Torah specifically does not mention it by Ben Bakar, only by Ben Tzoin, and we're supposed to figure it out from above Maisif to apply it also earlier. But why did the Torah not say Mefurish by Ben Bakar? So the Meshech Chachma Kedarkei Bakodesh in the Parshas Vayikra Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud asks this question. Why does the Torah leave it out by Bakar, only mentions it by Tzoin? Says the Meshech Chachma, that the Inyan of Tzofein is Meira al HaKidosa Shal Yitzchak. She'efrei Tzofun Nagabim Mizbeach. That the Efer of Yitzchak is Tzofun Nagabim Mizbeach, and Yitzchak was brought inside of him an aisle, which was a Tzoin. And so it's a type of Tzoin that was brought in instead of Yitzchak. So because the Tzofein is to remind us of Akedas Yitzchak, so therefore it's specifically said by a Tzoin. He says that Adzan the Meshech Chachma, what's in your dafka, it's the connection of Tzofein to Akedas Yitzchak. Says the Meshech Chachma that the Ruach Tzofeinis, Chazal say, is the Ruach that's opened up. It's the Ruach Tzfeinis is what allows us to do a bris milah. The Gemara says in Yevamis, do a bris milah. There's no Ruach Tzfeinis blowing. It's a sakana. Tzafen is the ruach that's opened up. So says the Meshech Chochma that Avram Avinu, when he by doing the Akedah, Akedas Yitzchak, he was seisim the Bechira in front of us. He took this Ruach Tzfeinis, which is open and lets the person do what they want to do, and he was machriach. He forced into the neshama of Klal Yisrael that to be meitzer nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. That's what Avram was matbiya at the time of the Akedah. So he by taking the tzfeinis and the tzah, the tzafun, and bringing it as a korban to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he was taking that opportunity of bechira chafshes and being free and being meshabed to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That was the act of Akedah Yitzchak, and that became part of the neshama of Klal Yisrael. That's why Dafka in Etzoin, in the Eloi Shel Yitzchak, that's where the Torah is megalat to us the inyan of the din of tzafin. It adds on the Meshech Chochma, not by Bokar, which is masker the Maisa Egel. Mara says that Gam Eila Tishochachna, first the Maisa Egel. We want to forget about the Egel, the Ben Bokar. So there we don't mention the inyan of tzafun. But Dafka in the Ben Tzoin, which is the Zecher Akedas Yitzchak, there we mention this Bechira that the Mesiras Nefesh of Klai Yisrael to Kadosh Baruch Hu. With this, Meshech Chochma, also Kedarkai, wants to explain the Gemara in Amud Beis, that there's a Kavachomer, a Havamina, to say that if a Ben Oif, or the Torah says you need a Koyin to do its Malika, so it's more Chomer than Shechita of a Zevach. The Shechita of a Zevach does not need a Koyin, and Malika needs a Koyin. Zim Kain Shechita, which requires Tzafayin, then definitely Oif should require Tzafayin. That was a Havamina in the Gemara. Gemara says, no. Ma Ben Tzoyin, Ma Ben Tzoyin Shekin Kavalei Kli. That Ben Tzoyin has it said it's more Chomer than Ben Oif, because you need a Kli for Shechita. Shechita is done with a Sakin. As we mentioned yesterday, it's Machlokes whether a Sakin is a Kli Sharis. He definitely needs at least a Kli and a Sakin. And Malika does not need a kli, so it has a tzad that it's more kal. Therefore, we can now learn out tzafon. So the Meshech Chochma brings that from the Gemara in Kiddushin, and the Flamed Vavim and Beis, Gemara learns out that avodas of kahuna are only done by men and not by women. So the Gemara says there that hazah of an oif has to be done dafka by a kohen, a man, and not a lady. How do we know? Because ma ben soin shalei kavalei kohen l'shchita soi. Of a carbon of a zevach. You don't need a kayin for the shchita, and yet you need for this rikas adam. Ben oif shekavolei kayin lemli kosoi, ain't odin shikavolei lahazasoi. So an oif which you need a kayin for malika, so for sure you need it for hazo. That's the kal v'chomer of the gemara, and that's what we know to be mayit and isha. So Taisis asks over there that it's connected to our gemara. Our gemara says that there's a pircha when we can learn out that Malika is more chomer than Shechita, because Malika needs a Kayin. Our Gemara, you see, there's a svar to say Fakert, that Shechita needs a Kli. So it has a tzad that's more chomer than Malika. Malika has a tzad that it's more chomer, because it needs a Kayin. Shechita has a tzad that it's more chomer, because it needs a Kli. So each one has its own tzad of being chomer. So, and that's what you see in the Gemara by us, in Daf Mem Ches and Mebeis. How can the Gemara there hold that it is a good Kavachomer? Gemara wants to learn out of the Kavachomer that that anything which is kosher by anything which you need by a zevach, you also need by an oif, because an oif is more chomer because it needs a kain in malika. Mara says that it doesn't go that way. That there's a pircha that really shechita is more chomer than malika. That's a question of Taisis there. So Taisis answers that this pircha of ton kli is a pircha koldehu. Really, be'etzem malika is more chomer because it needs a kain, and shechita does not need a kain. Okay, there's a little bit of a chumrah that there is in Shechita, more than Malika, that it needs a kli. So it depends what you're trying to learn out. When you're trying to learn out a din of needing tzafoin, so that Taisa says, that's a milsa rabsa, it's a big chiddush. We don't normally find that you need tzafoin. So then you can even ask a pircha koldu. You want to create a new din by oif that it needs tzafoin, it wasn't said. Mechitesi to create that only unique case where it was said to need tzafon. So then we can even ask a pircha koldu to say that it's not true. But Shehim came in the din of the Gemara and Kiddushin, which is saying that you need a kohen, ben Aaron and v'loy ben Aaron, you need a kohen, so that applies to all avodas that they're done only by men and not by women. So that's not a milsa rambu. So there we can ask the Pircha Koldu. That's the teretz of Tzeis there in Kiddush. The Shechama wants to say his own teretz. Again, so the question was that the Gemara by us does make a Pircha that it needs sakin, it needs a kli for Shechita. And the Gemara in Kiddush does not make this Pircha of needing a sakin for Shechita. Says the Neshech Chachma that Riyasayir Avada Malika is more chamer than Shechita. Even though Shechita needs a kli, and Malika does not need a kli, but Malika that is done by Atzmai Shal Koyin, it's done with his actual guf, that Avada is more chamer than Shechita, which is done with a kli. So Malika is done with a Koyin, and with Atzmai Shal Koyin, Avada Malika is more chamer than Shechita. So why does the Gemara by us say there's a pircha of Malish Shechita Shekein Tohon Kli? Says the Meshech Chachma, because the whole makar of the whole Indian of needing shechita is of needing tzofin. Sorry, is because of Akedas Yitzchak, and Akedas Yitzchak, Harei needed a kli. Vayishlach Avram is yod avikach samacheles. The Gemara learns that later on in the Sari Zayin and Beis from this pasuk that shechita needs a kli. The makar that shechita needs a kli is from this pasuk. It's a question if it's a kli shareis or a kli choil, but the makar that shechita needs a kli is from avikach samacheles. So because the whole makar, the whole Indian of Tzofain, is from the Akedah, says the Meshech Chachma, and there was a kli, so that's the Gemara says, you can learn out to oif, because here, Bedavka, where you needed the Shechita, the done with the kli, dum yid the Akedah's Yitzchak, so then also there's an Indian to need Tzofain in the Shechita. Shechim by oif, where it's Stam and Avaida, so then we could say that no, it's not dum yid to that. But when we're Stam measuring, weighing the two Avaidas, Kishala Atzmam, Malika and Shechita, Avada Malika is more chamer than Shechita. This is the Torah of the Meshech Chachma, that say pshat here, that the din of, Iker din of Tzofin was learned out of the Akedah. Another point here in the Gemara, it's mentioned here in this, in our Amud, the din of Machlekesh Bekivin Chachamim, of needing, of bringing a Asham Tolui, and Tzofin the Elois. So the whole sugi really increases. We won't get into that when and how to pay the money and the carbon. That's for Maseches Krisos. But there's one point here. Rashi says, "I'll solving the Elois." Rashi says, "Hektish v'chulin lefanof, v'nena me'achan mehem, kasover shneim chulin." Rashi says, "There was both hektish and chulin in front of me, and I nena from one. And why? Because I thought they were both chulin." Mashman Rashi that the whole din of Asham Talui is only when you're a shaygik. Kasavrish name chulin, Rashi says. If you be amazed, if there's hektish and chulin in front of you, when you say, you know what? I don't care. I'll take my chances. And he went and he did the Avera. There you're not bringing Hashem Tali. That's Mashman Rashi by us. Also Rashi later on, in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah quotes, the Ashamais, one of them is Hashem Tali, Rashi, Divri Maskel, Hashem Tali, Rashi says, Safik Shogag Bekores, Safik Leichata. Rashi says that the way to bring an Ashen Talui is a suffix whether you're a Shegig in a Chiv Karis. If it's a suffix of a Mazid of a Chiv Karis, then a value you do not bring an Ashen Talui. That's what Mashman Rashi. Mazid is not Mefurish in the Gemara anywhere. Kimedume. This then. That's Mefurish in Rashi. The Pshutin Makar of Rashi is that the Gemara says that the reason we bring an Ashen Talui is Lahogi Mina Yisurin, Achi Vodaloi, Vyavi Chatos Kvua. That's right now you're a suffix. So really, let's just wait. Let's try to figure out the suffix. And once we clarify the suffix, so then you'll see whether you're chayav chatos or not chayav chatos. But no, the Torah says that as it is right now, if you're kozlan, you're not bringing a carbon chatos. If you actually were chayte, so you're going to get punished. You're going to get punished in the current situation. The person did an avera chamur, did an avera of a chiv karis, even though it's b'sheigig, he did an avera. So this matzev is going to bring yisurim unto him. So in order to save him from the yisurim of being over of the oynesh, of being over a chiv karis b'sheigig, so the Torah allowed him to bring an asham tali, it's required him to bring an asham tali, but it's the korban is to be mechaber for that he shouldn't have yisurim right now until it becomes clear to him and he'll bring a chatos. So it seems that the whole union of an Ashem Talui is in the interim stage until you bring a chatas. It's even clearer in the sugi and krisos, thicker sugi of Ashem Talui, and after Zayin and Mebez. There's one mandamra there that you're only chayev when you ate one chaticha out of two chatichas. There were two chatichas, one of chelev, one of shuman. The person ate one, then he brings an Ashem Talui. But if you only ate, if there's only one chaticha and we didn't know whether it was chelev or shuman, he does not bring an ashem tali. So why do we need chaticha achas mishtei chatichas? So one derech in the Gemara is because it's efshar levarer isurei. So Rashi says there, what does that mean? Rashi and daf yudzayin and beis zivir masal efshar levarer. To ashem tali einu bo el lahagin min ayisurei nachi yivado loy viyavi chatos. Can first with Berak Basra. Whole Indian of Hashem Tali, Rashi says, is to save you from the punishment until you know when to, and you bring a chatas. Hilkach shtei chatichas ochal achas v'nishtara achas esher shiyavu lachas man baki shiyakirim zuhan eser shuman vada yichei levochal v'yavi chatas v'chaticha achas v'ochal yiv shulavara. When you ate one of two pizzas, so now you can bring in someone later, a baki, who'll be able to discern whether the remaining piece is chelev or shuman. And then you'll know whether to bring a chatas. But you only ate one piece, so there's no way for us to now know whether you ate chelev or shuman. So therefore, you don't need to bring an ashem tali. And it's clear in Rashi that that's lachar is makar, that the inyan of ashem tali is only by a shugig, because the whole inyan is to bring a chatas. So therefore, there's a tzad that only when you actually can come lemaisli dea bring a chatas when you have one chatich out of two chatiches. That's a kabbalah in the opinion of Rashi in numerous places. However, the Shita in Ksubis, and Afchav Beis and Mebeis, brings from the Rabbein Yehuda not that way. He says the following: the Einyan de Eizer Men Shal Chelev V'Ochal Echa Men Yeshal Havi Ashem Talu Yala Tzafik V'Afilu Ochle B'Mezid. Even if a person ate a B'Mezid, he still brings an Ashem Talu according to Rabbein Yehuda. But the Einyan held that the carbon of Ashem Talu was to be mechaper for a suffik avera, even though it's done b'mezid, and you'll not bring a chatos in the end. So the Torah required you to bring an ashem tolui to be mechaper for the suffik. Another point here, and it's this nidon of mevina ashem tolui and suffik meilois. Gemara says that the chachamim learned that you don't, because we learned that from Chatos chelev, mitzvahs. Mal alon davar shechevin al zayin ekaris ashe gegosei chatos. Afkan shechevin al zayin ekaris ashe gegosei chatos. So Taisis asks, that we know that all of here Shabbat Torah, you only bring a chatos if shechev al zayin ekaris is from a hekish to avodah zarah. Hekish to avodah zarah, just like avodah zarah, shechev al zayin ekaris. So you bring for its shegig achatos. Also, kol aver shabbat teira that yechayev al zayin and kares, you bring for their shegig achatos. That's what we're in the Gemara in Yevamis. So Teis asks that how can we learn out that the ashem talui from the gzeirah shava to mitzvahs to chatos. Right, there's a whole sugya later on. We'll see it's a two daf sugya and then tes nun aleph. So that's called Ein Lemeidin Lameid Mina Lameid Bekotchim. So Klav Chazar Makabel, that by Kotchim we don't learn out Lameid Mina Lameid. If you learn out Halacha by Halacha by B from A, so you can't go learn out that Halacha to C also. Even though Kol HaTorah Kula, once we know a din, then we can apply it wherever else. In all the Darkei Limud, how we learn things out, because there is Shava, Hekish, Kavachomer, Mematinu. However, we know that a din is true, even though it was said by din A, now we applied it to din B, go now learn out from din B to din C. But by kachim the call is not that way. Ein lamed and lamed min alamed. Because there are a few exceptions that we do, we'll see in the Gemara later on. But normally the call is not. And something that's nilmar, the hekish, is not chayzer malamed b'gzeira shava. So Teis therefore asks a question, if the whole din that you need, that the chiv of doine karis is learned out from a hekish to avodah zarah, have you now learned out from a gzeirah shava to other dinim legavi to ashem tali? So Taz's answer is the yishlemer to kegavna lechoshev lamin hekish lamin behekish in chozum lamin behekish. It's not in gzeirah shava. It should be the correct yourself. It's here. It's not called lamin min alamin. Why not? Came the ilah of akesha have a mukminan le bekol davar. Because if it would not be for the Hekesh, then we would apply everywhere. The Hekesh now came to say that it only applies to davar sheyesh bo karis. So the question is, what is this klal of Taisus? Why is that not called lamin min alamin? What exactly is the klal of Taisus? So We've seen this Taper that he had two ways of understanding the Taisus. Taper asks, Taper in the Kisei Kilis Yaakov HaChadoshim, asks, the more later on in Daf Memtes, deals looks to the Makar that Osham needs Safin. And the Gemara there says that it's not of Chatos, the Chatos is not of Oila, to be Lamin Min Alamid. Taper asks, why is Lamin Min Alamid? Hare, if you are Taisus, it should not be Lamin Min Alamid. Because Osham, even without the Limud, you could Shecht on Osham wherever you want. Shecht and Asham, either in the Tzafain or the Darim. That we would have thought. So now the Keter is coming to tell you, you have to Shecht it only in the Tzafain. So there, according to our taste, it should not be Lamin Min Alamid, because you anyway could have Shechted it in the Tzafain. It's only coming to exclude, not in the Darim. So anytime that it's only an exclusion, not an inclusion, they're coming to tell me a new din, and they're coming to exclude other places that not, so that should not be Lamin Min Alamid. That was his question on Tesis. So the answer is that's not what Taiz is meant to say. Taiz means that when we have a makar to say that the din applies in all cases, and then afterwards they're coming to minimize that only applies in certain cases, so not learning the din. I am being mitzamtim the din. I'm qualifying the din. That the din of when you bring an Asham Tavli, I would think for all Averas you bring an Asham Tavli. And now we say, no, only in Averas that when you do them b'mezid, you're chayav achatus. So it's qualifying the din of the din of Asham Tavli. Shinkin there by Asham is not qualifying the din of Asham. It's learning out a new din. You need to shecht an Asham betzafin. That's called a new din. Here it's saying that which karbanas are which averas require to bring an Asham Tavli? Only certain averas. So it's minimizing and qualifying the din of Asham Tavli. That means that's not called lamin min alamin. Nice that Mavur in the Shita and Krisus and Daf Chav Beis and Mabeis Ois Gimel, he asks our Taisus question, same sugyo there, that Mavin al Mavin Ashim Tali, al Savig Me'ilais. So Shita says there, Nice Gimel, the Minadin Hayalanu Laimar, the Mavin Ashim Tali, al Koldover. A few al Dover, she ain't Hayavan al Zaina Karis. You would have thought it applied to everywhere. There is the Shavu the Hacha, the Mitzvahs, Asile Me'ute Me'ila, the Laibat Seka Ashim Tali. By minimizing the din, you can learn out. To making new din, you can't learn out. But by minimizing, qualifying the din that we already know, that you could learn out from a gzeira shava, and that's not called lamin min alamin, because you're not learning new dinim, rather you're qualifying dinim. That's our thesis, as clear as explained in the Shita and Krisus. The Turei Evin in Chagiga, Daf Gimel, says another teretz to this question, to the question of Taisus, that why is it not called Lamin Min Alamid? He says, that Ein Lamedin Lamin B'Lamin B'Kotshim, Hani Mili B'Gufa Kotshim. Abul Enyin Chiyuvo P'turi Yishapir Lamedin. To know who brings the carbon, that's not called Lamin Min Alamid. That's Kilo Din in the Gavra. The Din of Ein Lamedin Lamin Min Alamid is which carbonus can be brought. Or the Din of how to bring carbonus. But dinim that apply to the gavra of who is required to bring the carbon, and that is not called a lamin min alamid. He says the chavi and sugya there of who's chayiv in the oilas ri'iya, but Lamai said also it applies to our sugya. It's a very good answer in our sugya to say that for other averas, for instance for me'ila, that you do not bring an asham taloi, is a din in the gavra, not a din in the carbon, and that's not called lamin min alamid. Another point here in the sugya is the Gemara says that we need the pasuk to say that Asham Me'ilais is Shnei Slayim, because we would think Lo Yesh Svegoi Chomer Mivadoi, that just like when you do a Bivadai, you know, you're over a Aver Bivadai of something that's Doine Kares, so you could bring a Chatos Bas Danga, very cheap Chatos, so you would think that it is Safik Me'ila, the Safik of an Avera should not be any more Chomer in the Avera itself. Kamash Malah, no. The Torah is going to tell you that it is more Chamur. Why is it Taka more Chamur? What's Taka the Pshat in the Kamash Malah? Why is the Suffolk more Chamur than the Vaday? So the Ramban in his Perish Al HaTorah, in Parshas Bayikra, Perakei, and more Barichos in Rabbeinu Yaina, in Brachas, and Daf Aleph and Beis, they say that a person thinks that an Avera b'Safik is not an Avera, says the Ramban. Tam Asham Tavli Mishabai Lov Savor Shein Alav Oynish. Ki Loi Noi Dushachotam. Maybe you didn't do an Avera. That the Torah is more machmir by safik than by vaday, because by safik a person thinks they didn't do anything wrong. It could be I didn't do an aveira b'chlal. So because the person is not sure about his guilt in any way, so therefore the Torah said no. It's coming. The Torah is coming to tell you that you're guilty. You're very guilty. You have to bring a very expensive korban because of this aveira b'safik. That makes the person aware that he did an aveira. The Rav Yehuda says, and he says, "Zoi ikra yira lizoyer me'asfekos." Ikra nekuda near Shemayim is not to not be over averus that it's a vade avera. That a person knows. The ikra of Yira Shemayim is to even stay away from a suffik avera. Shalazos amitzas adatsa hergel. Not to mitzas tamaze, not paying attention. You have to be aware even of suffik. Shalonu shasuffik yosim me'avadei. That the punishment for a suffix is more chomer than a vaday. Shevchein matzinu shal a vaday nevi chatos. Yamina de chatos dan gokla mishafilo yud me kisbo yisiro shiov yichatos el a dan godailu baze. Dan go is a mo. It's a very cheap price of a chatos. Atam baze lo mechmir al a suviyosh min a vaday omer meri a rav shvini shal a vaday meisim odo amachet el liboy. The person knows the vaday, so he's aware that he did an avera, and he makes a big deal about it, and he makes sure to do tshuva shleima. Aval ala safik, oisa svarais, amar oisa chaticha shachalti, uloy hoisa muteres, lo yoshis eliboy loshuv, zeich mirbo yaser. He's a little bit of a different conversation than Ramban. Ramban says that the point is that person doesn't think it's an avera bichlal. So he'll go do it. The Binyan is more talking about the tshuva afterwards. The person doesn't have aveira b'mezid, so he knows he did a big deal. It's a big aveira. He has to do tshuva. For sure, do tshuva. The person doesn't have aveira b'safik, so he thinks, everything's okay. I didn't really do anything wrong. And therefore, he won't think to do tshuva for his aveiras safik. Therefore, the Torah is more machmer in the safik than the vaday, giving a very chomer oinesh of bringing asham b'shtei slay. Another point in this din. Of this part of the Gemara, that in Asham Meilos, Asham Tali, which is more chomer, it's Shtei Slayim, but a Chatos, the Vaday, is enough with a Danka. So it's Mashin the Gemara here that there's a Shir of Danka. There's a Shir that you have to bring, it's a sixth of a Ma, that's a Danka, it's Mashin that it's a Shir. That's Mashin the Gemara. Rashi though says it's Lav Dafka. Rashi says that Lav Dafka Nokat, El Adomin Kalim Yalma, Shlonitin Lo Kitzva. No specific amount, it just means however much it costs you, you can buy it for a dollar. The Gemara is just saying a small shear, but it's not specifically a shear of a danka. Tesis proves like Rashi, from the Gemara increase in Daf Chav Zayin, and it says that the Gemara says there's no shear of how much you have to bring for carbon of Mechusri Kapara. So the Gemara asks, Elamiyata Chatas Chilav Tehilo Kitzva. The Gemara asks that, why does a Chatas Chilav not have a shear? Before in the Gemara that there is no shear for a chatas chelev, for a regular chatas, for a person that ate chelev or ate did any chiv kares, there's no specific shear. That's what Rashi says by us, and Taisus proves that Yisoid from the Gemara increases on Daf Chav Zayin. However, Taisus asks from the Gemara increases on Daf Yur, which also Gemara in Menachis, Daf Kuv Zayin and Medbeis, it says there that person that says, Harei alai b'selam is beach yovi keves. That when a person says you bring a keves, it has to be worth a selah. Neither the Gemara with the nesachim, without the nesachim, but before there's a shear of a selah. So how does that work with our Gemara that says that it's a, or really how does that work with the Gemara in Krisos that says that there's no shear bechlal? So Taisa says that it's the shemel mitzvah min amufcher that you're supposed to bring something that costs a selah. That's Teis by us. Teis is later on in Daf Kuv Zayin and Mabez. Sorry, Teis in Menachos in Daf Kuv Zayin and Mabez. And this Gemara it says that you bring a Selah. Teis there says a similar idea, but adds in a little bit more. Teis says that Ayin Yofe is to bring a Selah. Ayin Ra is to bring a Danka. Teis wants to learn that our Gemara is Dafka. But that's Kilu, the smallest shear. That's an Ayin Ra. So by Truma, the Chazal gave a shear of an Ayin Yofe and an Ayin Ra. You're not supposed to give less than the ayin ra. So a good person, a person that has wants to give a nice karban, will bring it with a selah. A person wants to bring a bad karban, bring it with a danka. The Gemara says increases daf chav zayin that there's no shear. It means that if things are on sale and you can get a good karban for less than a danka, then you can use that. I mean, there's no be'etzim shear that was said in how much the karban has to be worth. It's just you have to make sure to bring a good karban. There's a din of mivchar nidrecha. You have to bring a nice good karban. So the ayin yafe will bring it as a sella, and ayin ra will bring a danka. And if you can find the good karban for less than a danka, you can bring that also. Because that's the opinion of Taisa, is very similar to Taisa by us, that there's no real shear that was said. Mitzvah min hamufchar is to bring an expensive karban, and ayin ra, according to Taisa by us, you bring however much you want. According to Taisa Menachis, an ayin ra brings a danka, and if you could find for less than a danka a good karban, if you have on sale a good karban for less than a danka, then you could bring that. That's the opinion of Taisa. However, Rashi in Menachis, Rashi says that the shear of sella was kachnes parish dina b'terish b'alpeh. That the shear that was said for Rashi is by the din of a shor. The shor has to cost a money. Rashi says that was a shear that was nikvah for it in Teresh Baal Peh. There's no pasuk Teresh Baal Peh. Mashmaitz of Rashi, also the shear that was said that a keves is a sela, was also in the parish din of Teresh Baal Peh. That is Rashi explained our Gemara that says that it's a danka. So the Teresh HaKodesh by us wants to say there's a difference between a keves and a seira. Gedi or a seira, that a keves, which is a sheep, that is a shear of a sela. Gedi, a goat, a male goat or a female goat, but a korban that's brought as a goat, so that has no shear. No psukim for this, as Rashi tells us, it's Teresh Baal Peh. There's a difference between a keves and a gedi, whether there's a shear of a sela or not. Another point in the sugya, really believe in Kali, in the din of tzofin, that tzofin needs, what's the gedur of the din of tzofin? That you need shchita and kabbalah b'tzofin. The din of Maitlon come out from the sugya are that you need that the shchita tzofin, which means that you need the behema to be b'tzofin. You do not need that the person is b'tzofin. That's for shchita. Also we know that kabbalah needs b'tzofin. And kabbalah needs b'tzofin means not only the behema, but also the gavra. The kohen is doing kabbalah, also needs to be about tzofin, as the Gemara learns that by us. Yish lachker is what's in the din of tzofin. Is din of tzofin is that you need a mila of tzofin. You need to get there's a certain mitzvah, a certain mila to shecht bat tzofin, and therefore you need to shecht bat tzofin. Or the second din is din of paslos. The din of paslos that the Torah said if you shecht bat dorim, it's not a good shechita. Like shalei lishma and pigol are a psul in a karban tamei. Is a psul in a carbon. It wasn't that there was a mitzvah to bring a carbon which is tar. That wasn't the din. The Yisrael din is that it was a set of psul in a carbon. You can't bring a carbon which is tummy. So you could also learn that the din of tzofin is a din that it's not really din tzofin. It's a din that shchitas darim is a shchita psula. So l'chor we could be machiach from our sugya that the Yisrael din is a din where it's mitzvah tzofin, mailas tzofin that you need. Whereas before that you need a shana lava kosov la akif. If there only would be one pasuk, then we would say all it is a mitzvah, and it would not be ma'akif. If the Yisrael HaDin is the end of a psul, that it said that shchitas darim is a pasul of shchita, so you don't need a shana lava kosov la akif. Shana lava kosov la akif means that if there's only one pasuk, I take only the mitzvah b'yalma. So for sure, if there only would be one pasuk, then I would say that it's a mitzvah, not a pasulus. So now that there's a second pasuk, so it's l'char not changing the whole gedur of the din. The gedur of the din is still that there's a mitzvah and a maila of shechting bat tzofin, but that din is ma'akim in the korban. The korban needs the maila of shechita tzofin. That l'char mashon the gemara. One could say that it changed the whole din, but then why did the Torah have to state an oifin of shana l'vakas of l'akiv? Say the din is the Torah state that shechita darim is not a shechita, it's a shechita psula. The fact that the Torah says shecht bat tzofin and then again says shecht bat tzofin, korban means it's they're telling us that there's a maidla and a mitzvah, the shech bat tzofin. That mitzvah is ma'akev in the karban. Also, we see that from the fact in Kabbalah that we need both the behema and the kohen to be bat tzofin. If the nekuda is that Kabbalah's darim is a Kabbalah psula, so we decide what's the ikar Kabbalah. The ikar Kabbalah is where the behema is. b'shas kabbalah, or where the kohen is b'shas kabbalah. We have to make that decision, which is really, where is the kabbalah happening? The kabbalah happens in the behema, or it happens in the kohen. Yesh lo I could hear svar lakan or lakan, but one of them is ikar kabbalah. If the yisayda din is that kabbalah dorim is a kabbalah psula, so whatever is the kabbalah, that's puzzle. If the nekuda is that I need the mile of tzofin, so tzofin is a mile and a mitzvah to be done by tzofin, so it would say that this mile of tzofin needs to be niskayim both in the behema and in the kohen. Both of those, because both of them are participatory in the avodas kabbalah, so the mile of tzofin has to be niskayim both in the behema and in the kohen. And if it's lacking the mile of tzofin in either one, so it passes the carbon. Other places where we see this, that tzofin is not a psul, but rather we say it is the mile, a certain mitzvah and mile that has to be niskayim in the carbon. It's from Rashi and Menachos and Daf Tzadi Testament Beis. Says during the Mishnah that they put in the lechem aponim, so they would have in basachas. Some kohanim would be taking out the old lechem aponim, and some kohanim would be putting in the new lechem aponim. It says that the machnisim, the ones that were putting in the new lechem aponim, stood by tzofin, and the ones that were taking out the old ones stood by dorim. So why is it that the machnisim are by tzofin? Says Rashi, the hochi shapir to oizen misadrin ha'avoid the yubet tzofin the kedushas tzofin chamira. There's more kedusha in tzofin than there is in dorim. So therefore, it's better to, therefore the ones that are putting in the new ones, which is more chashuv, the ones taking out the old ones, so they should be batzofin, and the other ones are badarim. Avada Rashi learned that out from the shechita sofin, kabbalah sofin, that there's a certain maila kedusha that there is batzofin. So work this out with Rashi and Daf Nun Heim and Beis by Yosin Zvachim. Rashi says it's not a kedusha sofin. Rashi says it's a kviyas makom bialma, but whether it's a kedusha or a kviyas makom, there's a certain chashivus to the Indian of Tzofin. Another place where we see this is Gemara in the end of Tful Yoim, Gemara in Daf Kuvav Mer Aleph. Gemara says there in Machlekes, where did you burn Chatoyes Apnimiyos? Chatoyes Apnimiyos, the din was that the basar was not eaten, rather taken out of Yerushalayim and it was burnt there. So it's a Machlekes in the Gemara if it's burnt in the Mizrach of Yerushalayim or in the Tzofin of Yerushalayim. What's the reason that it should be in the Tzofin of Yerushalayim? The Gemara doesn't explain. What's the reason that it should be in the Tzofin of Yerushalayim? Says Rashi. The Tzofin of Yerushalayim, says Rashi, Shekol Mais Achatos Batzofin. Everything that's done by Achatos is Batzofin. There, Tzofin is, what does Rashi mean? That's just like Shechita. And Kabbalah of Achatos are Batzofin. Who then that you're burning its basar has to be done in the Tzofin of Yerushalayim. So about it's not that there's a psul that was said in Dorim. The question is, in Mizrach, that wasn't the psul that, here it's not a psul wherever you burn it. It's where can you make the mitzvah of burning the basar of the Achatos. So because kol maisa chatos are about tzofin, so it's roi that also its basar should be burnt in the tzofin of Yerushalayim. Certain maila in the ruach hatzfinis, kedusha tzofin chamira, like Rashi says in Menachos Tzadites. So we'd also when we burn the basar of the chatos, we also want to burn it in the tzofin of Yerushalayim. Similarly, in Rashi in Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah there says that the Kohen Gadol did the hagrola on the Shnei Tzeirim, he did in the tzofin of Mizbeach. So Rashi says, Rashi says, he wasn't shechting it over here, he was just doing hagrola. All maisa chatas are to'un tzofin. Also, the hagrola of chatas is to'un tzofin. Again, it's also valid, there's only a mitzvah. It's not ma'akiv where you do the hagrola. But because that chatas is to'un tzofin and it's shechita and it's kabbalah, so it's there's a kol ma'isa chatos needs tzofin. The hagrola needs to be done by tzofin. The burning of the basar is done by tzofin. Anything that we could do by tzofin, we do in the tzofin. Because the Torah told us that in these karbanos, we want to get the mile of tzofin, kachay kachim, trying to get the mile of tzofin. So to anything that's done in this karban should be done by tzofin. Chora all goes with this shita that we're saying that the din of tzofin is not a psul darim, but rather it's the mile of tzofin. That's interesting. Nafkamina also the Mikdash David in Simin Zayin. It's a chakira. Whether the din of tzofin means tzofin of the azara, whether it means tzofin of the mizbeach. It's neither how to learn, coming to the machlokes tanaim and daf chaf and daf nun ches. We're getting into all the pratim right now. Is it telling tzofin of mizbeach or tzofin of azara? So he brings a raya. He brings a raya from the Gemara and daf kuf yud tesim and beis, the dinim of bama. The Gemara there had a havamina that when you shecht the korban in a bama, you need to shecht it by tzofin. And the Gemara says, no, that tzofin is only lifnei Hashem. Only karbonas that are brought in the mikdash need tzofin. Karbonas abama don't need tzofin. That's the Gemara there. It says in Mikdash David, if tzofin means tzofin ha'azara, Hare in the Bama, there's no tzofen ha'azara. So what's the tzad that you should need tzofen? Elmai means tzofen ha'mizbeach. So the half mean it was that in the Bama, when there's a, you built a mizbeach, or wherever you're being makrev on the rock, that you're being makrev, and in the Bama, so you think you need to do bat tzofen. That's his oichacha. We said we could be marche his oichacha. The ikar din of tzofen is be said that we need the ruach ha'tzofenis. Anything which can be done in a tzofen, you need tzofen. Like Rashi says in Daf Kuv Vav, when you're burning the chatos out of Yerushalayim, so it also should be burned in the tzofen of Yerushalayim. Because kol ma'ase chatos ba tzofen. So could be that in the mikdash, the way that we touch up tzofen means tzofen ha'azara. Because that's your karbonos are brought in the mikdash. The Torah tells you do it in the tzofen, so the way to mekayim the inyan of shechita tzofen means tzofen hamikdash, because that's the place to bring karbonos. But you bring a korban in a bama and there is no mikdash there, so obviously tzofen has to mean tzofen hamizbeach, because there's no other way to be mekayim tzofen. The Torah says that you should be makbid to do chatas in the tzofenis, kachim in the tzofen. So you understand on your own. However, I could be mekayim tzofen, it means tzofen. When I'm burning it out of Yerushalayim, it means Tzvayin Shal Yerushalayim. When I'm bringing it in the Mikdash, it means Tzofen of the Mikdash. And I'm bringing it in a Bama, it means Tzofen of the Bama, because that's the whole thing that there is in the Bama. The Ikar thing of Chata is not a specific Kviyas Makam, just it means that you need to get the Mile of the Ruach HaTzvayinus. That's the Chayrubi Nishmaka Mahalach, it's all Indian of Shechitas Tzofen. Another point here in the Gemara is the Gemara brings a drasha that Kabbalah is betzofen, and then the Gemara says, how do we know that the Mekabel Atzmai is betzofen? The Gemara brings that to make another limud for Mekabel Atzmai betzofen, v'lokach, lo yikach, and also the Kohen has to be betzofen. So what was Nischadish in this din that you need Kabbalah, that you need the Kohen betzofen? What was the first din that the Kabbalah is betzofen? The second din is that the Kohen is betzofen. So b'pshuta the first din that the Kabbalah is betzofen means that the dam is miskaba batzofen. I know the behema, the tzavar of behema is batzofen. Therefore, the dam also will come out to that tzofen. So the ikar really is where the dam is. The dam is miskaba batzofen. That's the number one. And the number two is that not only is enough that the kabbalah sadam is batzofen, the dam is landing in the kli batzofen, but that also that the kohen has to be tending batzofen. One is mitzad the dam, that the dam is batzofen. Number two is mitzvah the kohen has to be batzofen. That's b'pshutin. However, l'chayr t'machlokes v'shoinim, so how exactly to touch this up? We mentioned yesterday, Daf Mem Zayin, that the Tosfos says that it says in the Mishnah that kibul domon b'kli shoris batzofen. The reason it was mentioned by Kabbalah and not by Shechita, the kli shoris Tosfos says that it's not good enough that the dam is miskabel in the tzofen. Neither also the kli shoris is batzofen. Tay says, what does that mean? An afkamina would be when you have roi of the kli is badarim, and a mir of the kli is batzofen, and you hold the kli on a slant, and all the dam is falling in the tzofen, but the roi of the kli is badarim. So lulei the Mishnah, I would have thought that the kabbalah is kshira, because the kabbalah is happening batzofen, and the dam is landing in the kli sharis batzofen. It's being nitzkabel in the tzofen. Kamash below the Mishnah that also the kli needs to be batzofen. That's what Tosfos learned the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That's what we need a Mishnah for. But now, Yesh Ladon, did the Mishnah know this Misvara, or did the Mishnah need a Pasuk? So it's two drachim in the Shita Mekubetzes there in Daf Mem Zayin and Aleph on this question. The Shita Nois Chavtes from Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says that the reason that it's Pasuk when the Rav of the Kli is Badarim is because Eger Kli Shmei Eger. That because we have to look at the whole Kli. And if rave of the kli is badarim, so it's all looked at it being one kli. So the whole kli sharis is badarim. If the kli sharis is badarim, so it's not good enough that the kabbalah is dam falls in the tzofen. You also have to look where the kli is. The kli is also a chelik of the kabbalah. The kabbalah doesn't only refer to where the dam is. The kabbalah refers to also where the kli is. And because rave kli is badarim, so that tells me that the Kabbalah is considered happening badarim. Eger kli shmei eger. Now, lemaisa, this is a machlokes in Masechet Shabbos, whether eger kli shmei eger or not. Lagabei hoitzah. Nafkamina, when a person has a kli full of small things in it, in the Rosh HaYachid, and then he goes and puts the kli in the middle of the doorway, between the Rosh HaYachid and the Rosh HaRabim, And some of the small things are now in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's machlokes between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan. In Shabbos, Sadi Aleph and Beis. Opinion of Chizkiyah is that Eged Kli Leish Me Eged. And we look at each thing being independent. And therefore, it's the things that are actually in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is considered that he took them out of the Rosh Hashanah Yochid and put them in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. How will the Chizkiyah learn this din of the Mishnah? Yesh Lodon. You have to mechalek somehow between the dinim of Shabbos and the dinim of Kochim. That even though the Gabi Shabbos, we see the Eged Kli Leish Me Eged, but the Gabi Kochim, it's Eged Kli Shme Eged. And even if you're Rabbi Yechon, we see there's a difference, because even though Rabbi Yechon there holds that Eged Kli Shme Eged, that means that if any chilek of the Kli is Bifnim, then I look at the Kli as being one. And here it's before in the Rishonim, that I need Rav of the Kli to be Badarim in order for it to be possible. If Rav of the Kli is Batsofain, and Amir is Badarim, so then it's a Kosher Kabbalah. Even though the Maisaf, according to Rabbi Yechonan, that Eger Kli Shmei Eger, I'm only Chayiv and Shabbos, if I might see the whole Kli into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If a Chelik of the Kli is in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it's on Potter. So we see that Lekulei Alma, Shabbos is different than us. By us, it's Varatala in Roiv. I need Roiv Kli. If Roiv Kli is Bad Sofen, it's good. If Roiv Kli is Bad Dorim, it's not good. And on Shabbos, according to Chizkiyah, as long as any Chelik in the any object in my Kli is Bachutz, it's called a Haitzah. According to Rabbi Yechon, and as long as a chelik of the kli is still inside, then it's not called a haitzah. So the kuliyam, we see that there's a difference between Shabbos, and here you have to explain what that difference is. Akolpanim, though, the sheet explains that we need that the roiv kli is bat sofling is run out of a svara of eged kli shmei eged. So according to this sheet, a nice chavtes, according to the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz, comes out that the din of kabbalah bat sofling means that the dam has to be bat sofling. The din of the Makabel is that the Kohen is Batsofen. Those are the two Chalokim. And that you need the right Kli Batsofen is Pasha, that the Kli was far Pasha, that the Kli is a Chilik of the Kabbalah. You can't have Kabbalah without a Kli Sharis. It's just like the Dam needs to be Batsofen, also the Kli needs to be Batsofen. And the Melo comes out that also you need right Kli Batsofen. Because if right Kli is Badarim, then it's considered that the Kli Sharis is Badarim. That's Shitanai's Chavtes. Shitanai's Lamid, from Teis Sachiris of Rabbeinu Peretz, says that this din that you need, that the Reva Kli is Batsofain, is you could be proof from our Gemara and Daf Memches, from the fact that we need two psukim, one for the Makabel and one for the Kabbalah. Says the Shita, once I know that the Makabel is Batsofain, so that means that the Kohen is Batsofain, obviously included in that is that the Dam is Niskabel Batsofain. There's no Indian that the Kohen should be Batsofain if he's in the Makabel Dam in the Dorot. The Indian, when we say the Makabal is Batsofen, we're really saying that the Kabbalah is Batsofen. So why do we need another pasuk to say that the Kabbalah is Batsofen? I mean, we could learn out the din of the Kabbalah Batsofen from the din Makabal Batsofen. Why do we need a new pasuk for Kabbalah Batsofen? That's coming to tell me that the Kli Sharis needs to be Batsofen, which means that the Reva Kli needs to be Batsofen. So there in the sheet is Mavur that the whole pasuk of Kabbalah Batsofen is a unique din in the Kli Sharis. And the din that the dam is kabbalah batzofin, we can learn that from the din that the kohen is to be batzofin. That's the shita in Islamit. Shita in Chavtes Kaniro is not that way. The din of kabbalah batzofin was said in that the dam is kabbalah batzofin. The whole din of kabbalah is a din. The kohen needs to be. It's a din b'fnei atzmoi. Besides, for kabbalah batzofin, you need the kohen to be standing batzofin. And even if it would be only one pasuk for the kohen batzofin, we might hear that the kohen needs to be batzofin. But the Kabbalah could be Badarim, the Dam could be happening in the Dorim, but the Kohen is in the Tzofin, and there's a unique din that the Kohen has the same Batzofin, that's independent of where the Kabbalah happens. And it's different than where the Kabbalah happens. The Kabbalah has to happen Batzofin. So that's the Shita Neis Chavtes. Shita Neis Chavtes holds, the din of Kabbalah is telling me where the Kabbalah is happening, which is where the Dam is, and where the Kli Sharis is. That's where the Kabbalah is happening. And there's a new din of where the Kohen is, and each din is independent of the other. Shita Neis Lamin held that no, that from the fact that the Kohen has to be Batsofen, that by definition means that the Kabbalah is Batsofen. Because the whole idea of the Kohen of Batsofen only makes sense if the Kabbalah is Batsofen. So the fact that the Kohen is Batsofen, it must mean that the Kabbalah is Batsofen. So why do we need a new pasuk for Kabbalah Batsofen? That's coming to teach me this din of the Kli Sharis, that I need Roiv Kli Sharis to be Batsofen. Oh, very gishmak. Another point here in the Gemara, is the Gemara that I need for the din of Shechita Sofa, and I need Chana Lava Kosov La'akif. If it only would say Sofa once, so then I would say that all it is a mitzvah, as we mentioned earlier, but it's not Ma'akif. So therefore I need the Torah to tell it to me twice, tell me that it's Ma'akif. We see this idea mentioned many places in Gemara's and Kochim, that you need Shana Lava Kosov La'akif. Things that's only mentioned once, it's a mitzvah, and only because it says twice is in Ma'akif. From Riyata and other places in Shas, it's never mentioned. Once Torah says something once, so it's Ma'akif. You never find that we need Shana Lava Kosov La'akif. Pashas, it's a unique din in Kachim. Taisus there says that there's a seder of how to put in the lavan and the tcheles into your tittus. You're supposed to put in the lavan before the tcheles. But if you put the tcheles in first, so you're yotza. So Taisus divimaso v'im hiktim in Menachas of Lamed Ches asks that because we learn out of a pasuk that lavan needs to be first, so why is you put in the tcheles first? Is it kosher? I mean, it's not kachim that you need chana lava kosov la'akif. So it's clear in Taisus that it's unique din in kachim, you need chana lava kosov la'akif. Also the Yireyim in mitzvah tof mem tes, it's also mavur that it's only by kachim that we need chana lava kosov la'akif. Where is this learned from that by kachim we need chana lava kosov la'akif? I never find in the Gemara that and a sugya about this, that why is kachim different than anywhere else that we need chana lava kosov la'akif? Where is it learned from a pasuk, halachim lishmi sinai? There's a Taisus earlier in the first parak in Zvachim, and Avdalan and Deh Zathem and Aleph, the end of the Taisus, has it sought to say that we learn out the din, that we learn this out, that you need Shana Lava Kosov La'akev from the fact that Shaloi Lishma is Kosher Le'olu Lubayelim L'Shem Chayva. That most Karbonis, except Pesach and Chatos, when they brought Shaloi Lishma, they're Kosher, even though you're not Yeshua, you're Mitzvah, but the Karbon is Kosher. So he says, Efter, this is the Makar, always that you need Shana Lava Kosov La'akev, because it only said Lishma once, and now you're lacking the Mitzvah of Lishma, the Karbon is still Kosher. We see that because it was not said twice, therefore the carbon is kosher v'diyevet. Here is the makar, you need shana lava kosov la'akif. That's the opinion that works out well with Taisus and Menachas, that is a unique din that was said by Kachim, and Taisus after the makar is from Shalai Lishma. However, the Chazon Ish in Negoyim, Tzibin Yud Beis, Aishchaf, asks on the Taisus in Zvachim Dafei. He says that this din of shana lava kosov la'akif, says the Chazon Ish, is not something unique to Kachim. It's a klal and kol ha'Torah kula. That any time that there's a prat in the mitzvah, we would not think that it's ma'akif, unless the Torah tells me that it's ma'akif specifically. He brings this from chalitza l'mashal. The Gemara needs a pasuk to say that the kriya and the rakika that they're ma'akif without a pasuk, we would say they're not ma'akif. If that's not kachim, so why should it not be ma'akif? Elamai, because the ikar mitzvah of chalitza is the chalitza. So now there are other pratim in how it's done. You have to say psukim, and she has to be reikik. All those are pratim in you know chalitza, because it's not ikar chalitza, so we would say it's not ma'akif. So the Chazon Ish learns that ikar klal of shana lava kosov la'akif is not a unique klal by kachim. Anything that was said by kachim needs to be said twice. Rather, it's a klal in kol ha'Torah kula. The Torah gave you a mitzvah. Here, there's a din of shechting a karba. So ikar thing is you have to shecht. You need a knife. It needs to be in the azara. All those might be the ikar, what the ikar shechita is. Then there's a prat. How do you do the shechita? You do the shechita and patzofein. That's a unique way, a mitzvah, a maila, as we said earlier, and how to do shechita. Because it's not the ikar shechita, so I would think that it's not ma'akif. Kamash on the pasuk that it's ma'akif. We can add on to this. We never find in the Gemara that shechita needs shana lava kosov la'akif. Kabbalah needs shana lava kosov la'akif. In Zerika, we don't find any channel of a kotzav la'akif. All these things are kinir pashit, because that's ikra karban. Ikra karban is the avodas in the karban. So we don't need channel of a kotzav la'akif. But in pratim of how to do it, like Kabbalah Safin, so there we need the or Shita Safin, there we need a channel of a kotzav la'akif. This is the Chazon Ish says Minasvara, and he proves it from these dinim by chalitza and by bikurim. Numerous places he brings this, and he therefore asks Santesis. L'maisa, what the Chazon Ish says is a mitzvah. L'maisa, the Mefurish in the Rashban in Baba Basra and Afpei Aleph and Beis. And the Gemara there says that Kol Aroy Lebila Ain Bila Ma Keves Bay. Kol She'ain Aroy Lebila Bila Ma Keves Bay. So a carbon that you really blila is a mitzvah. It's not ma'akiv, but in a carbon that you can't do blila, so it's ma'akiv. So the Rishon Rabbah, what exactly is the getter? Why is blila ma'akiv? If blila is only a mitzvah, so why is it ma'akiv? Says the Rashban the following: that when you can't do blila, it's kamevi mincha min akitnius the einakulam. It's pashat, it's type of mincha that you can't do blila on. So he said, bring a mincha which can be done in a blila. If you bring a mincha which is too big, it's like bring a mincha out of a different object, like bring it out of corn, which is not a mincha. Says the Rashban the following: Shekol dover shetiva kadosh baruch hu lahavi, yesh ikuv be'ikar hava asay, When the Torah tells you to bring something, so there's an ikav in the ikar din, an ikar thing that you're bringing. You have to bring the ikar thing. The Torah tells you to bring a mincha out of schitim, out of seiles. So it's not out of seiles, then for sure it's not good. Or huadin a mincha that you can't do in a blila, that's kilu, not the right object that the Torah said to bring. So that's ma'akif. But when there are other, when there are pratim mitzvah that were said in that mitzvah, pratim in the mitzvah cholitz, there's a general mitzvah bringing the mincha, and then there are specific things how it's done. Going tnufa bekarban, blila bemincha. These are pratim in how to do the mitzvah. Yesh ma'akvin im gila hakosuv l'shana yisalav ula akiv. There are certain times that it is ma'akiv if the Torah was megale by being mishana lav hakosuv. The Torah is megale that it's ma'akiv. V'yeshayim akvin. And there are certain times where it's not ma'akiv. The gabi bikurim nami the chazi the kriya ba'inan. Says Rashbam the same calls by bikurim. That by bikurim you need to bring bikurim and they need to be roi l'kriya. Bikurim that are not roi l'kriya is a wrong type of bikurim. But bikurim that are roi l'kriya, just a person did not do the kriya, did not say the psukim, arami oved avi, so then it's only a prat in the mitzvah of bikurim, and that's why you need shonu l'avakosuv la'akif. In the Rashbam here, it's very clear, the whole, the Yisrael Chazanish, Dvarim Berurim in the Rashbam, that there's the ikra mitzvah. The ikra mitzvah is always ma'akif, that's a svara that the Torah says, you have to bring something which is right to do the ikra inyan, and then the Torah gave me pratidinim in that mitzvah. Those pratidinim are not ma'akev. As long as the carbon is right to be do those pratidinim, so the carbon is the right type of carbon, and the pratidinim are not ma'akev. Because all they are prat and mitzvah, and that's the inyan of shana lava kasav la'akev. And a prat in the mitzvah, unless the Torah says it twice, then we assume that all it is a mitzvah bialma, and it's not ma'akev in ikar mitzvah klos. Well, that's the opinion of the Rashbam. Chazanish is very strongly in this opinion. However, Tesis in Zvachim and Dafei and Menachas and Daflam and Ches and the Yireim, they hold that the din is a unique din by Kotcha. That Kotcha needs to know of a Kotcha of the Akif. Another point here in the Sugya is the Moran has a Nidoin, whether Oif needs Shechita Sofain, needs Malika Sofain. There's a Nidoin we mentioned earlier, the Meshe Chachma at the beginning of this year, whether there's a Pircha being a Sakin or not. But the Gemara has a Nidoin whether that an Oif should need Malika Sofain. Make a kavachomer out of a carbon of a kachay kachin that needs shchitas tzafin. Also, an oif should need shchitas tzafin. So the Mikdash David in Simen Chavches Ois Gimel asks that there's a machlekes rishonim later on in the sixth parak, really a machlekes rishonim in Maseches Kini in the does the oif need malika on the mizbeach? So the machlekes rishonim is by chatzot oif, by oiles oif. Everyone agrees learned out of a pasuk. And about you need malika on the mizbeach. By chatzos oif, so then there's a machlokes rishonim whether it needs malika on the mizbeach or not. So ask the Mikdash David, if we say that even chatzos oif needs malika on the mizbeach, so it comes out that oif always needs malika on the mizbeach. Harei the Gemara says later on in Perakot Shekachim, the first mission in Perakot Shekachim, that the mizbeach itself is a din of tzafin. You can shecht kot shekachim on the mizbeach, because mizbeach is considered like tzafin. So what's all nafgamina here? That oif needs shechita malika tzafin. Let's say oif needs malika tzafin. Anyway, you need to malika on the mizbeach. So when you do malika on the mizbeach, you're mekayim malika tzafin. That's the question of the Mikdash David. So you want to say that the nidin by us is according to the man to Omer there that only the tzafin hamizbeach is like tzafin. There's machlek is tanoi in there. Is the whole mizbeach have a din of tzafin, or only the tzafin hamizbeach has a din of tzafin? So, Lefidim and Omer, Rabbi Yehuda, that only the Tzofen Mizbeach is considered Tzofen, Dorim Mizbeach is considered Dorim. So now we have a Nidoin that you could do Malika B'Dorim Mizbeach. Now we have Yesh Lodun, do you need Tzofen? If you need Tzofen, then you would not be able to do Malika B'Dorim Mizbeach. You would need to definitely go to the Tzofen Mizbeach. That's what he wants to say, the Nidoin of the Sugya Bayasis. L'chay, we're going to think of a different territory on the question that the cholik b'yisay dinoi, the din of shchitas tzafin and the din of malikas mizbeach. The din of shchitas tzafin b'yisay is in the shchita. Where is the shchita happening? The shchita has to be batzafin. Hari, the kohen does not need to be batzafin. And even by Kabbalah, the kohen needs to be batzafin. Said before Pashas, it's din noisaf. The ikar din is that the Kabbalah is happening batzafin, and the kohen also has to be where the Kabbalah is happening. But the ikar din here is where is the avodah niskayim. Where is the karban? Where is the kabbalah happening? We want to know where the kviyas makom is a kviyas makom, and where the avodah needs to be done. Now, she'im kein by malika, even by oilas hoifu, we learn out of a pasuk. You need malikas nizbeach. It seems from Rashi later on in Daf Nun Dalin, the ikar din is in the gafra. The koy needs to be in the mizbeach. The oif could be off of the mizbeach. If the koy is being held in an avir off of the mizbeach, that's okay, as long as the koyin is on the mizbeach. And even Rabbeinu Tam there that holds that you need that the oif is on the mizbeach, it's tafel to din of the gavra. There's only one pasuk that says you need mizbeach. And min asvar we know that the gavra needs to be on the mizbeach. Maybe only the oif needs to be on the mizbeach. It's mashad ikar din is in the gavra. The avoida samalika is where the gavra is has to be on the mizbeach. It could be that meila also the oif needs to be on the mizbeach. Mashenking by shchita and kabbalah. The din is that the avoida is where is the korban being karif? Is the korban being shechted, being miskabel? Is that being done by sofen or being done by dorim? So when the Gemara wants to learn out that oif needs malika mizbeach, the Gemara is saying a din in the oif in the malika. And even if the mizbeach is considered tzofin, but the whole din that was said that you need to be in the mizbeach is mitzad the gavra. The gavra has to be about tzofin. The avodah mitzad the gavra is being done about tzofin. But if we would learn out of zevach, we'd be saying din in the oif that the oif needs. There's a kviyas makom in the malika that's happening in the tzitzah of the malika. The uftu of malika in the oif has to be when the oif is on the mizbeach. So that is bitzofin. That we need that the oif would need to be davka b'tzofin for its kiyum din mitzad the malik mitzad what's being done to the oif, and that's not doing to the din that malika needs bereisha mizbeach, which should be asserted in the gavra. The avodas hagavra has to be done bereisha mizbeach. Ad kan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.